A Houston-based performance group is bringing African dance and drumming traditions to the city's Juneteenth festivities. That's a clip from the Kumankuli African Dance and Drum Ensemble. The dancers are part of a huge show put on by the city of Houston yesterday, celebrating Juneteenth, which is observed today as a federal holiday. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke to Christina Gerard-Sela, the founder and artistic director for the troupe.
What significance does this music that we just heard and the dancing have for you?
Well, the music and the dancing has always been my air. So it allows for me to breathe and be free and to soar. And it also allows for me to celebrate what those that came before me were able to accomplish.
You said that the music and the dancing is your air, and I understand that you've been breathing that air for the last 20 years. How did you get interested in doing this?
Well, culturally, most family functions in African-American families will include a moment during the family barbecue or gathering where the young children have to get in the middle of the floor and dance so that all of the elders can live through us as well as just have a great time. I initially was a background hip hop dancer, and you time out rather quickly in as a woman. Because they only want to see the pretty young faces on stage. And I had a friend who, it was what she was doing. She took me to one class, and I went to a South African class in Houston, and I struggled through, and I started to learn South African technique and culture at the very same time that I was learning West African technique and culture. And I've been dancing for 30 years, but I've been doing traditional dance for 20 years.
You're trying to bring this tradition to the African diaspora in the United States. So in that vein, let's hear some more from one of your classes. Help us understand what we would be seeing here if we were there in person and what it is that this is trying to express.
This particular rhythm is called Nsati, and it's one of the rhythms from South Africa. So it is of the Zulu tradition, and it's a contest to find out which dancer is the best dancer. And so there'll be a lot of beads, a lot of colors, a lot of hips swaying to draw attention to ourselves.
It sounds like so much fun. Now, let's just bring this back to Juneteenth for a moment, because Galveston, not far from Houston, where you are, is, of course, where this holiday got started back in 1865. Does your connection to the art form that we've been discussing and the holiday carry any special feelings because of where you happen to be?
It does. It took me a little time as a teenager and into my adulthood to understand that everyone across the country does not celebrate Juneteenth. And they weren't aware of Juneteenth. And because the Galveston port is right there, I do feel connected to this holiday, just simply because I know it's not only a time to commemorate Black liberation, but it's also a time to highlight and celebrate the solidarity and the resilience and the culture of the Black community currently.
Is there a specific dance that you associate with the holiday, with Juneteenth?
There is a dance from one of the first rhythms that you played. It is from South Africa, and it's called Emakaya. And Emakaya means home. And so I do associate Juneteenth and Emakaya.
Juneteenth just recognized as a federal holiday last year, but, you know, many communities, especially in Texas, they've known about this from the very beginning and have been celebrating it for a very long time. So what is your message to those people who are just now starting to learn about Juneteenth? What should they know? What do you want them to know?
They should know that June 19, 1865 only ended one form of slavery. And continuing to celebrate this holiday, it serves as a very sobering reminder of the freedoms that are yet to be reached by people of color. And it also serves as an opportunity for those inequities to be addressed. So it is a good time for you to get together with your family and barbecue and have good music and just fellowship in that way. But it is also a reminder that there is more work to be done.
Christina Gerard Sila is founder and artistic director of the Kumankili African Dance and Drum Ensemble. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking some time.
Thank you for inviting me and having me on to speak about something that's very close to my heart. Thank you.